Greetings, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, and this will be the last broadcast from our remote studios in Lexington for a while. It's Saturday, February 27th, and this is our 11th episode of our Lenten Daily Devotion. 11th episode, and we are ready to go. I tell you, each one of these devotions and scripture readings that I read just keeps getting a little lower, a little deeper, inch by inch, just scraping away the dead wood and revealing, open and honestly, the truth about me and about God. And doesn't always feel great when it's happening, but it feels better than great when it's done. I'm just looking forward to how that's going to feel on Easter morning. So today, on the 11th day of Lent, we have Psalm 32 as our scripture reading. And I tell you, this psalm is kind of a, in my mind, it's kind of the after effect of Psalm 51. Remember Psalm 51, the broken and contrite heart, the white as snow heart, pure of heart, purity of heart. Well, this is then the result of that. And I think you're going to enjoy it. I'm going to read it just a little bit deliberately so that every line and every word has its place and has time to absorb. And when we're done with that scripture reading, we've got a little devotional for Mary Alice Mulligan, a little shorter today because we merge into our meditation and questions a little quicker today in her devotion. So we will do that. And we'll have another little meditation. We're going to try to attempt the Rumi meditation on unity. See where we are in terms of understanding and interpretation of that. So we've got the Dance of Life music. We've got the Apple Harvest candle. There's still some wax in there. Hey, we've got the organic medicinal throat coat lemon tea. That's a mouthful. As was that. All right. Okay, are you ready? Open that Bible up. Remember, every time you open that Bible up, it's basically sending an invitation to God to come into your heart, to be with you, to have the Holy Spirit reading as you read. So that you're not leading the reading, you're listening to the reading that the Holy Spirit is providing. So open that Bible up. It's Psalm 32, known as a Psalm of David. Of course, 51 was also known as a Psalm of David. So it's kind of an interesting parallel. Psalm 32. Oh, what joy for those whose rebellion is forgiven, whose sin is put out of sight. Yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of sin, whose lives are lived in complete honesty. When I refused to confess my sin, I was weak and miserable, and I groaned all day long. Day and night, your hand of discipline was heavy on me. My strength evaporated like water in the summer heat. Finally, I confessed all my sins to you and stopped trying to hide them. I said to myself, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord, and you forgave me. All my guilt is gone. Therefore, let all the godly confess their rebellion to you while there is time, that they may not drown in the floodwaters of judgment. For you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of victory. The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Do not be like a senseless mule or horse that needs a bit and bridle to keep it under control, but unfailing love surrounds those who trust the Lord. So rejoice in the Lord and be glad, all you who obey Him. Shout for joy, all you whose hearts are pure. Mary Alice Mulligan follows that scripture up with these insights. She says, every one of us is an imperfect Christian. The truth is, each of us sins in our Christian walk. What continues to hurt us after sinning is the silence we often keep as a result. Our shame can block our being honest with God or with anyone else. So the weight of it continues to burden us. But if we get honest, confess before God whatever is going on in our life, forgiveness is assured. Admitting what we have done and sensing divine grace is a tremendous relief. The psalmist tells us that as a result, we will find shelter, a hiding place in God's presence. God becomes our refuge. Have you ever felt so bad you couldn't even tell God about it? Maybe you have some incident you still need to confess. Well, Lent is a great time to get clear. Isn't that an interesting phrase by Mary Alice Mulligan? Lent is a great time to get clear. Sometimes writing down what we want to say is an easier way to articulate it. For most of us, writing our failings down is very difficult, but it can be tremendously healing. Let's try it a bit, shall we? If you have your notebook or journal handy, or just reflecting in your mind, in your heart, or on your device, whatever it may be, here are some questions to ponder, to think about, reflect on, and perhaps write about. Can you remember a former action you asked God to forgive? Do you remember the sense of peace you felt after you confessed and believed God forgave you? Maybe your situation isn't what you did, but what happened to you. Silence about some hurt can also burden us. Can you put it into words in your journal, asking God to help heal you? Thank you. Can you even now feel God's sheltering presence surrounding you? Our Rumi meditation today is called Unity of Spirit. I'll read it through twice. Unity of Spirit by Rumi. When the rose is dead and the garden ravaged, where shall we find the perfume of the rose? In rose water. Inasmuch as God comes not into sight, the prophets are his vicars. Do not mistake me. 'Tis wrong to think that the vicar and he whom the vicar represents are two. To the form worshiper, they are two. When you have escaped from consciousness of form, they are one. Whilst you regard the form, you are seeing double. Look not at the eyes, but at the light which flows from them. You cannot distinguish the lights of 10 lamps burning together, so long as your face is set towards this light alone. In things spiritual, there is no partition. No number, no individuals. How sweet is the oneness of the friend with his friends. Catch the spirit and clasp it to your bosom. Mortify rebellious form till it wastes away. Unearth the treasure of unity. Simple were we and all one essence. We were knotless and pure as water. When the goodly light took shape, it became many, like shadows cast by a battlement. Demolish the dark battlement, and all difference will vanish from amidst this multitude. Now let's try it again and see if we can get a little deeper with it, having heard it once. Unity of Spirit by Rumi. When the rose is dead and the garden ravaged, where shall we find the perfume of the rose? In rose water. Inasmuch as God comes not into sight, the prophets are his vicars. Do not mistake me. 'Tis wrong to think that the vicar and he whom the vicar represents are two. To the form worshiper, they are two. When you have escaped from consciousness of form, they are one. Whilst you regard the form, you are seeing double. Look not at the eyes, but at the light which flows from them. You cannot distinguish the lights of 10 lamps burning together, so long as your face is set towards this light alone. In things spiritual, there is no partition, no number, no individuals. How sweet is the oneness of the friend with his friends. Catch the spirit and clasp it to your bosom. Mortify rebellious form till it wastes away. Unearth the treasure of unity. Simple were we and all one essence. We were knotless and pure as water. When that godly light took shape, it became many, like shadows cast by a battlement. Demolish the dark battlement, and all difference will vanish from amidst this multitude. Let us pray. Gracious Holy One, thank you for lifting me from my shame and forgiving me. Thank you for embracing me in your grace. Amen.